Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Sherry Quinn. Trafficking and exploitation in our communities is the topic of a forum Thursday in Ukiah. Human sex trafficking survivor Elle Snow will be speaking about what you can do to make a positive difference and what not to do. KZYX recently had the opportunity to speak with her about the issue and her upcoming forum and training workshops.
I'm a survivor of domestic sex trafficking, and after testifying in a trial against my trafficker in 2014, where he was convicted of human trafficking, I started researching and learning that there's this whole other world. There's all these books and documentaries and podcasts that pimps, traffickers have created. And once I started studying that structure, then I understood that, you know, if this could happen to me, this could happen to anyone. And so at that point, I decided that I would start using my knowledge to educate the public, especially young women, on the realities of what trafficking looks like in America. Education is key. And if I would have known the red flags of trafficking, I never would have been trafficked. So that's what's motivated me over the last couple of years to really just get into this and share my knowledge of that world with others.
Snow next addresses the problem locally and red flags to be aware of.
I know we're special up here in Northern California, the real Northern California, right? And a lot of the red flags that would be kind of presented as trafficking in other rural communities aren't red flags in our communities because of our culture. So you have an older boyfriend who's always traveling, doesn't really have a job you can visit. They've got money with nice cars. They disappear for long periods of time. They have disposable phones and just live this kind of anonymous lifestyle. Pimps do the same thing. But in Northern California, we perceive that as something more on the, oh, she's dating a grower, or she's going to work on a grow scene type thing. And so it's not odd for young women to just kind of go up and vanish in our communities. And traffickers learn that very quickly. And so they exploit that part of our culture. But if you think about it, in other rural communities, that's not normal to have guys with all of these red flags and to not kind of take a second look. But the reality is it's underreported in every community. We're just realizing federally a couple of years ago and in the state of California that American citizens can actually become victims of sex trafficking. Before that, we thought it was all international. So it's underreported everywhere. I do want to make a note that we've had 4 human trafficking, sex trafficking convictions in Northern California since 2014. That's pretty huge. You can look at big, large cities, metropolitan areas that have no human trafficking convictions. So in a way, I would say that we're not underreported here in Northern California. It's just there's a lot going on.
Since we spoke with Snow last year, she says there have been 3 more trafficking cases in Northern California, and there has been progress made.
And there's also mandated law enforcement training throughout all of California at this point on human trafficking, as well as foster parent training, as well as social worker training. So all of this is state mandated, and it's working. I do a lot of trainings. I've trained almost all advanced officers in Humboldt County. I'm actually heading down to Ukiah to go and do that training at the end of the month here. And so with more awareness, more departments reach out and want training. And so that's really changing things. So there has been improvements, absolutely. That's why there's more cases.
Snow says anyone with a vulnerability is a target.
But mostly we find foster youth, especially homeless foster youth. They tend to be the main target. 60% of identified trafficked youth last year in California were in the foster care system when they were trafficked. And it's because they have the most amount of vulnerabilities. But they target young single mothers. They target people with drug addiction, people with not a lot of structure, people who might not have a family that's looking after them. So people with low supervision and someone that they're not afraid that anyone's going to miss, basically.
She says if you see something, to make a phone call.
Call the National Human Trafficking Hotline Center at 1-888-373-7888. you can call anonymous 24 hours a day and just tell them, hey, I think I see something funny, and then they can walk you through what they believe should be happening.
The community forum with L. Snow about trafficking takes place Thursday, June 15, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Ukiah United Methodist Church. It is supported by the Mendocino County Youth Project and Project Sanctuary.
The public forum is going to be a two-hour public forum where I'm basically giving a very brief tip of the iceberg human trafficking 101. And then the next workshops that we're having, I believe 2 weeks later at the end of the month, those are going to be eight-hour trainings where it will be more interactive, where I just like to mix it up a little bit, just get the groups involved, have people chat with each other about times that they realize maybe they experienced something, and just have some interactive sort of activities so that we're not just sitting there and I'm just talking to you for 8 hours. So we try and have fun, even though it's a pretty horrendous subject, and just get people involved, get them moving. So people usually leave really pumped up after an 8 hour training, and that's a good thing.
The workshops take place June 27 and June 28. For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn.